Hello Mzanzi, welcome to episode 425 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masua and I'm your host for this episode. Hold on to your seats, South Africans. We have a new agricultural minister. The agricultural sector has welcomed DA leader John Steenhuisen as its newly appointed Minister of Agriculture. Now, this episode, we dive into the buzz surrounding his appointment, the priorities he aims to tackle in his new position, and more. Here is an interview Steenhuisen had with Food for Mzanzi's Ivor Price, Desetso Monoko, and myself.
John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be with all of you today. I haven't been sworn in yet, but it's great to be with you today, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks. We know the swearing in is happening tomorrow, but the sector's already buzzing with your appointment last night. South Africans kind of had a few weeks to get used to this new government of national unity. Many were suspecting that you would be the new deputy president or the minister in the presidency, not agriculture. What changed? What happened?
Well, I think it was the process of the negotiations that took place over the course of the last fortnight. Obviously, the voters decided no party will have an outright majority. We then had to start a process of trying to find each other to form a government. And in that, negotiations take place. And I think it's always a sign of a good negotiation when neither side gets everything that they wanted. We wanted 9 positions. The ANC offered us 3. We ended up at 6. I'm very pleased with that. I am very pleased with the quality of the portfolios that we will be occupying. Home affairs, basic education, forestry, fisheries and environment, communications and digital technology, public works and infrastructure, and for me, most importantly, agriculture. I believe agriculture is a very, very important portfolio, and I think there's huge opportunity for the agricultural sector in South Africa to grow, to contribute to South Africa's economic growth, but also as a major sector with opportunities for job creation in both agriculture and agro-processing. I'm looking forward to playing a role in facilitating and ensuring the sector is maximized.
I can assure you definitely, Mr. Steenhuisen, that you have eased the minds of a few agricultural role players when you say that agriculture is an important sector. But a lot of people might not know you're actually a Durbanite, a Durban boy, but you've been a friend of the agricultural sector, visiting the annual Nampo harvest. What is it about agriculture that attracts you so much?
I've come from a family with a strong farming background. My grandfather farmed in KwaZulu-Natal for a very short period of a couple of years. I owned a lavender and kiwi fruit farm in the Natal Midlands in KZN. I believe that it contributes to the South African economy in a number of ways, particularly if one looks at the type of economy that we have at the moment with a large, unskilled, unemployed population. Agriculture has been used in other countries who are facing similar problems with the type of large, unskilled labor forces as an economic catalyst to be able to promote development and as a ability to absorb large numbers of work seekers, but also to create economic opportunities for employment for large numbers of people. So I see that as a huge attraction for me. Secondly, I think that we have not even begun to tap the agro-processing opportunities that lie ahead for us in South Africa. And I think that with the right policies and with the right partnerships with government and organized agriculture and informal agriculture, that we can harness the power of this huge opportunity to be able to grow the economy, to improve food security, to open up new markets for South African products overseas, and to absorb large numbers of people into employment. And that's what excites me the most about it. Also, you might need a lawyer once every couple of years. You might need a doctor every couple of months if you're sick. You need a farmer 3 times a day. And agriculture impacts on the lives of every South African. And I'm absolutely convinced that there's huge opportunity for us to do great things in this sector going forward.
Minister, you have only been appointed for a few hours, but what are your main issues that you would like to tackle?
Well, there's a number of them. Firstly, obviously, it is having the partnership. I'm not an expert in agriculture, and I think we're very blessed in South Africa to have a highly organized agricultural sector in the country with agricultural organizations, with unions, with conglomerate of farming groups, that makes it easy to form those partnerships. And I've said very clearly from the beginning, my office intends to have an open door and an open hand to agriculture in South Africa so that we can sit and have the constant feedback mechanism where we can do this. The first thing I would obviously want to focus on is accelerating the agriculture and agro-processing master plan that was passed in 2022. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel and go through a whole new process. I think that that document contains some really good plans. It is a good compact between government and the sector in the country. But I do think there is scope for us to accelerate parts of that agriculture and agro-processing master plan to ensure that it starts to really reap rewards for both the sector and for the country. I think there are a number of key focus areas where South Africa has been left behind, things like biosecurity, things like phytosanitary processes, which are inhibiting our ability to maximize our exports to markets around the world. I think there's a huge gap with extension services, particularly to new farmers and those who have been beneficiaries of land reform. And I'm really looking forward to bringing the success that we've brought in the Western Cape through supporting small farmers and new farmers to be able to turn their businesses from small farming operations into bigger ones and to give them the supports and services that are required there. And then, of course, working with big organized agriculture, commercial agriculture, to maximize yield, to improve both crop health and animal health in the country so that we are able to become a world market leader in quality of product, which will, I think, open up many, many more doors for us to be able to generate more revenue. And then, of course, the Minister of Agriculture is going to have a bigger role than just simply focusing on agriculture. I'm going to have to be knocking on the door of the police minister to deal with the issue of rural safety. I'm going to have to be knocking on the door of the cooperative governance and traditional affairs minister to deal with the collapse of municipal infrastructure in rural areas, which is having a really terrible effect on crop quality, polluted rivers, sewage flowing into water schemes and the like, and as well as the infrastructure minister dealing with roads, rail and ports and harbors so that we can streamline the value chain and the market chain to get products to market as quickly as possible. And I know this has been a huge area of concern, particularly for citrus farmers across the country. And so I think it's going to help to have a minister who's got a very loud voice in cabinet. And I think the fact that I'm able to lead the second largest party in the cabinet to make sure that the sector has a loud voice in the room when dealing with some of these particularly challenging aspects that are not necessarily in the agriculture portfolio, but which have a knock-on effect on the agriculture value chain.
So John, another door you'll have to be knocking on is the new Minister of Land Reform and Rural Development. After agriculture and land reform has now been split into separate ministries, what inspired that choice and how do you see your role juggling between these two worlds?
Well, I think the president, when we chatted about it, said that he felt that by putting the two departments together, you were diluting the focus and one would always suffer. I happen to think that agriculture has suffered as a result because of the emotion and the sort of noise around land reform. And I'm looking forward to seeing a greater focus through having a dedicated agriculture department to getting back to dealing with some of the issues that I've spoken about, like a laser beam, without having to deal with the emotions around land reform in the country. I don't think there's anybody who disputes the fact that we need to have a fair, working and honest land reform program in the country that addresses the land injustice that still bedevils us 30 years off the verge of democracy. And I still think there's a lot of anger and pain out there around that. But I think what we have been able to do in the Western Cape is show that you can have land reform and you can assist beneficiaries to make a success of it where it doesn't harm agricultural output and in fact enhances it. The 89% success rate of land restitution and small farmer assistance in the Western Cape, I think there are lessons from that particular experience in government there that I would like to see extrapolated into the national department where we could start making a success of these land reform programs. I don't think, as I said, there's anybody who disagrees that we have to have land reform, but I think it can be done in a responsible way, in a way that doesn't create policy uncertainty and uncertainty generally in the agricultural sector, and in a way that then actually boosts and enhances output rather than putting it at risk. I look forward to engaging with the new minister. I think we might not agree ideologically on some things, but he won't find an opponent of genuine land reform that's going to bring benefits to the industry and also to the new players. But those new players are going to need the support of the Department of Agriculture if they're going to make a success of the concerns that they are going to be receiving as a result of a land reform process. So I think there is going to have to be a partnership. And I think that is the beauty of a GNU, is that parties are going to have to sit and work around the table around problems. And whilst we may not agree on everything, I think that we can find solutions. And I think that having a variety of voices in the room is better than just having a single voice.
Minister, some skeptics in the agricultural sector are listening to you now and they say, he's saying all the right things, but there are some concerns that you will prioritize commercial agriculture over small-scale agriculture. I'd like to hear your response to that. I know that Wandile Sihloba wrote an incredible book about South Africa being a country of two agricultures, and a lot of work has been done in terms of black farmer development, which the country obviously desperately needs. How do you see your role in that?
Well, I don't think it's an either or. I think it's an and. I think that you can advance commercial agriculture and at the same time work to improve yields, to improve the type of extension services that are offered to the emerging and new farmers who are looking to grow their businesses and sit down. And we have to make those successful, because if we don't make the smaller operations successful, they will never grow into bigger operations. So my focus is going to be on agriculture, whether it be small or whether it be large. Anyone who wants to grow and grow the sector will find an open door and a good partner in myself. And doesn't matter what your color or your background is, if you want to contribute to agriculture in South Africa, you will have an ally in myself. I'm also very well aware of the struggles of many of those small farmers. You may recall, we worked very closely to bring justice for David Rakhatse, who was looking for title deed on, it was a land reform beneficiary. He wanted title to his property, and we were able to secure that by going to court. I've already met in my capacity as leader of the Democratic Alliance a number of those small farmers, and farmers are looking to get title to the property that they're working, and that will also be a focus to me. The more property owners, the more people who own the farms and land that they work, I think the better the yield and the better the outcome will be. So I'm certainly not going to be biased in one way or the other. I don't see it as an either or. You've either got to help commercial or you've got to help small farmers. I'm here to work for the sector and to give the sector a voice, and I will work with anybody who wants to see agriculture grow in the country.
Minister, following on what you just said, you know, a lot has been done in terms of black farmer development, which the country desperately needs. How do you see your role there?
The role is a number of things. It's A, providing resourcing and programs that would assist in that. I still think there's a far greater role for collaboration between commercial agriculture and small emerging and new farmers. I think there's more partnerships that we can leverage to assist those small farmers with product knowledge, with extension services and the like. And I would see my role as facilitating those partnerships between the commercial and small agriculture operations, and obviously making sure that we're providing resources. I'd also like to spend a bit of time looking at agricultural colleges and how we expand and strengthen agricultural colleges so that the type of tertiary and post-school training in agriculture is at a world-class standard, and that we're able to get more young people into the agriculture sector and to be able to provide them with that proper training and effective knowledge so they can go on and be successful farmers and successful contributors in the agricultural sector. The other area, of course, as well, is looking at how we improve the biosecurity and the phytosanitary processes as well, so that we make it easier for small farmers to have access to markets abroad and to create those linkages. So I also see a role for myself having to go and look for new markets for South African agricultural products around the world, and then make sure that the standards and the mechanisms are in place to ensure that the quality remains top and that we're able to assist particularly those smaller farmers meet those standards so that they can get access to those markets as well. I also don't think we've even nearly started to tap the real opportunities that exist in AGOA and getting agricultural products duty-free to the US. And I think there's a lot more that can be done to expand the markets there. Obviously, from the citrus perspective, we've got a fight on around the phytosanitary of citrus. And I think there's some countries in the European Union who are being protectionist. And the point I want to make to the European Union is that rather than giving aid to Africa, rather expand our access to markets and our ability to bring our products to you. Africa can be the breadbasket of the world, and countries like South Africa have a huge amount to offer in terms of the quality of our citrus and the price point, but it has to be a partnership, and a partnership means you don't unnecessarily block access to markets through false barriers that perhaps are being used as a protectionist racket rather than a genuine concern about phytosanitary processes.
So John, maybe in closing, I know you've got a busy day a few hours into the job, but as part of the DA negotiations for the Government of National Unity, the DA has been quite vocal about the fact that they want to have a say in the director generals for the ministries they manage. What does that mean for your new portfolio, which is agriculture? What can we expect in the next week or so?
I haven't met the DG of the existing department yet. I'm hoping to do that in the next 24 hours. But obviously, when it comes to selecting DGs, I think the president in his address that we're looking to build a capable state and a state that is able to actually deliver. And I think part of that is appointing the right people to the right positions for the right reasons. And if our process for a new DG is required in the Department of Agriculture, it will be an open process and it will go through all the necessary legal prescripts. Obviously, the president makes the final appointment, but the ministry is involved in doing the shortlisting and the advertisement, etc. And we'll be looking for people in the agriculture department who are able to really bring a game-changing aspect to it and to help accelerate it. With the amalgamation with land reform and rural development, I think that the ball has been dropped somewhat on the agricultural economics side of the ministry. And that is certainly something I would like to focus on strengthening. Having read Wandile Sehlobo's literature, obviously read with great interest his articles, someone like him with that agricultural economics background, I think would be massively useful to have that type of skill set, for instance, working with the Department of Agriculture so that we can focus not only on quality, quantity of output, but also then the economics around how we improve the economics in the agricultural sector.
Well, I suspect your first 100 days will be hectically busy. I'm looking at some of the Food from Zanzi reader comments and many Wako, Rams, Kone writing about the state of assistant agricultural practitioners. Some saying all we want to be is reinstated back to work, Minister. You'll have a full desk. Usually at Food from Zanzi, we kind of end with an awkward question. Who shall we throw that to? Duncan, do you have something awkward to ask, Minister?
If you could be a farm animal for a day, which one would you choose and why?
Well, I definitely think I'd be the sheepdog because I see that's my role is to go out and herd the sector towards the right direction. So definitely be the farmer's sheepdog. I'm going to have to nip a few heels to get things done, but I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks for joining us. That was, of course, DA leader John Steenhuisen, the newly appointed Minister of Agriculture. You can read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.